under the sea. We found its culture. It was so amazing. It was just what we expected it to be. It was just like what we're making now. It was hyper-modern, hyper-modern, hyper-modern. It was foretold. We recovered a drenched painting of one of the innovators. I looked at him and his face looked like just like mine. But he was more assertive. And he had a body count. Many other people found similar parallels, but I knew that I was the one who'd really make it to resemble my esteemed, glorious, sunken, drowned self. I began scouring his recovered biography, a book that was put in rice to undo the water damage. I tried to copy the things he did, and I made the people around BB name the same things as the people around him were named. I got my bones extended so I would be as tall as him. I found a good mask on eBay so I looked like him. They were selling masks of him because he was so famous, of course. But none of them, well, actually many of them now knew that I was his true heir. I wrote a novel about two people in love and the future of humanity. And it was in space and on the earth all at once. And it was about the people's own inner reflected traumas. And it was about ideas, the sort of which are rarely discussed by in literature today. I brought it to my editor. He said it was filled with errors, both typographical and factual, and so I had him executed. I fired him, and then I self-freaking published, because I knew that's what my Atlantic self would have done. Even though he strangely seemed to have much better success with all the high up fat cats in the Atlantic industries. It was a miracle. Four people found it and expressed their interest, and one of them even showed one of his friends about it. I knew then that I had achieved all I ever would in life, and it was time to relax and calm down. Just fucking kidding! God damn it, I'm a juggernaut. I just hope they stop doing this coin joke where they pretend not to care as much as they do.